Good morning. I'm Maria Mercedes Rossi, the main representative of Associazione Comunità Papa Giovanni XXIII, PG23. As a PG23, we strongly agree on the valuable contribution that women's participation would bring to sustainable development. However, we also think that while talking about women's participation in development, we should mention first the need and importance of their empowerment. Women have often a key role in family assistance and are caregivers in most of the world societies. Therefore, their empowerment is strictly connected to a holistic development of the entire society itself. Empowerment is the capacity of women to gain power and control over their lives. If these capacities are neglected, their participation in development is nearly impossible. Madam Chair, PG23 shares life with the most vulnerable women, men and children in 45 countries in the world. And looking through the lens of this experience, it is natural to ask, how can women actively and meaningfully participate in development when they have to walk 5 hours per day to fetch the water essential for their survival and the survival of the family? How can women participate in development where they are the only breadwinners of the family without being able to rely on any other support? How can women participate when they are forced into social and economic constraints that they neglect freedom, education, and in some cases, even safety? Empowerment is a cross-cutting issue that impacts women in all dimensions of their lives and all over the world, even in the most developed countries. The solution to the lack of women participation has to be found in a transversal process that develops comprehensive empowerment in cultural, civic, and decision-making spheres. Moving into practical terms, our association has experienced a form of microcredit addressed mostly to women to a project called Rainbow put in place in Zambia. The project aimed to enhance the response of local communities to the extended family needs. This aid is necessary to pass through the support of women who are the breadwinners of the family. The project provides both economic and material support to carry out a business or an agricultural activity. Concurrently with the microcredit, the project provides another support for all the expenses related to children education, food, and sanitary assistance in order to put women in the position of using microcredit only for business activities and make them independent over a fixed period of time. This is, of course, a specific example of a policy proposal that encourages women empowerment and that leads in the long term to independence and meaningful participation in sustainable development. Other policies and programs for women empowerment can be implemented in all countries, considering the role and position of women in the society and based on their needs. In conclusion, the active and meaningful participation of women at all levels is fundamental for the sustainable development of entire societies. But in our opinion, it is essential to mobilize also comprehensive efforts to encourage their empowerment in order to obtain a healthy, meaningful, and above all, long-term participation of women in the sustainable development. Thank you.